Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm not going to speak. You guys are going to speak. So now, see that? Got everyone's attention. Just immediately it quieted down. It was like, okay, yeah, this isn't going to be our traditional like Christmas message. You know, Christ came as a baby and saved us all. That's really the message of Christmas, you know. His giving has never stopped. He sent his only son into this world when we weren't worthy of it. And that's a blessing and a gift that, you know, has been bestowed upon us. And that is the message. There is joy to the world. Jonas and Stephen, come here. Move, move, move. Don't act like you're 60. Act like you're not. Okay. Grab a stack of these. Bring them out to everyone. So, you have an assignment while we're here together. God is giving us has given us a blessing, and he's commanded us to be a blessing. So you are going to write a blessing. You don't know who you're writing it to. So make it good, because you might get your own. No, I'm serious. I want you to write a blessing, and then we'll collect them, and when you leave, I want you to take a blessing. Okay? And I think it's really important, you know, because I felt the Lord say, do this. So therefore, it must be really important. And then within it, I don't want us all to just rush out, write something, and leave. That's not the gist of this. I want us to minister to one another. So once you've written your blessing, if you are so inclined and the Lord has laid somebody on your heart, grab another card, write them out a personal blessing, and give it to them before you leave, and pray with them and love on one another. We don't get that much time together. So take advantage of it, you know. Need more? Hopefully she did enough, or John did enough. I love the breakfast time, even though it makes me sweat. And just the aspect of that we're willing to gather and take the time to fellowship with one another when our, you know, life constantly pulls us away from one another. But Christ is always calling us to join together. So I just want to talk a little bit, and I know I say that a lot, but I really mean it. I only have one page, and I didn't even give them scriptures. So that's pretty good. So I expect extra blessings from Tammy for her kind comments. Okay, does anybody need pens? Extra exercise. Raise your hand if you need a writing utensil. So, and if you're like you're listening on Zoom or that, you can participate. You know, write a blessing. Don't know who it'll go to. You can send it into the church. Someone will get it. Or write a personal one and send it in. All right, so while I'm sharing, write your blessing. Holy Spirit has a way of communicating everything that needs to be communicated. So in Genesis 1, verse 26, we have shared this verse so much throughout the years because we've been talking about kingdom identity and who we are and what was God's purpose and what was his priority and what is this kingdom stuff and how do we fit in and all these things we've been talking through the years. I want to talk about this briefly. In a slightly different way. So it says, then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Now, in all the years I've talked on this scripture, I don't think I've ever talked about God blessed them. And it seems kind of odd to me because, a blessing is typically, I bless you, you're calling for divine favor upon your life. God is really looking at what he's done and saying, "Wow, I adore this. This is something really cool. I like what I've just created. My adoration is towards it. My affection is towards it. I'm speaking over it. I'm putting my stamp of approval upon it." That's what he did with you. He blessed it. But then what did he do? He said, "You have purpose." Be fruitful. Increase, fill, and subdue. He gave you purpose within his blessing. I'm giving you a secret to what you're supposed to be writing. Okay? Don't you put an abstract verse, put purpose for the reader into what you're writing. Speak life into what you're writing. What you are ministering to somebody today is life. Adam and Eve kind of messed things up, went their wayward way. And Jesus kind of fixed it all. That's really the message of the gospel. And in Matthew 28, verse 18, it says, "And Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'" So what did he reestablish? He reestablished the blessing that man had walked away from, and he gave them purpose. Now, what is the purpose? The same as which was originally started. Be fruitful, multiply, fill and subdue. Go into the world, make disciples of all nations. It's the same purpose. He reestablished the order that God had created when he created you and blessed you. So, if you notice what he said at first, when he gave this purpose, he said, "All authority in heaven has been given me." Do you understand what has been given you? You're not just writing a blessing. Your words have power to carry out that which you write. You have authority to speak on behalf of God into the life of another person so that they can be fruitful and increase and be filled. See, there's something to a simple blessing. Ephesians 1, verse 3. I have to time this right because I promised Brian I would give her at least 20 minutes with the kids. So we're doing all right. I'm halfway done. It's really good for me. Ephesians 1, 3. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." Now we're going through this exercise today, and some of you might go, I don't write that good. Well, the word says when we gather, everyone has something to offer. So you have a part to play in what we're doing today. Period. End of story, no discussion. If Daddy says it, it's right. So you have something to contribute today. You have something to speak into someone's life today that will bring forth life in them. And how can I say that? Because he's blessed you with everything you need to do that. And if he's blessed you, he's given you purpose and he's given you authority to carry it out. See, God doesn't send you on a task unequipped. 1 Peter 1, verse 3 says, his divine power has given us everything we need. I'm trying to think of something in English that could say it some way different, but it's kind of all incorporated into everything we need. Trouble finding something lacking there. We can justify our own needs and our means and actions and all these things, but the fact is, you're not lacking. For a godly life, through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Okay, already coming down the home stretch. How many have their cards filled out? Okay, boys. Go around to everybody that has their card up and grab it. And if you want another card, if you want to bless somebody else, let them know and they'll hand out another one. Boys. They're not listening. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. If they want another card, give it to them, please. Thank you. So collect and distribute. Awesome. See, I told you it's going to be a participative service. And you're all required to come back tonight if you're able. Kids have put a lot of effort in this, and we need to honor them. Honor should be who we are. So, down the home stretch. Philippians 2, verse 13. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. So, what am I saying? Get over yourself. That's really what I'm saying. Because it's really not about, I can't. No, but he can. And he established the purpose, and it says if you'll allow him, he will act through you to accomplish his purpose. See, his burden's easy, his yoke's like, you know why? Because he does it. You just got to partner with him. You just got to say, I'm available. I make myself open to whatever you want to do, God. Let's have at it. You know, I was one of those kids that I always was along for the ride. You know, they bought, I was there, I was along for the ride. You know, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. You can't equate that with Jesus, something's wrong. I like in the movie On the Shack, when we saw that, right? Right? They run across on the water, you know, and he does this thing with wisdom and all that, and then he starts on it, and he sinks, right? Jesus is like, better if we do it together? It's better to do it with him. We get the easy part. He works through you for his good purpose. Now, why am I asking you to do all those things? Besides, this is called a blessing for Christmas 2025. That's your task today. So if Brian needed a title, it's Blessing for Christmas. I want to give you confidence in what you're doing. And I believe that even beyond just writing the one blessing, God will give somebody, lay somebody on your heart to speak into or minister to do or just go up and give a hug or something. He's going to call you to action to fulfill a purpose. Why do I say that? Romans 1:11. It's Paul writing. I long to see you. You know, there should be a longing in our heart to be here and see one another. Why? so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may mutually be encouraged by each other's faith. So you came today having something to impart. And encouragement comes when you give it away, because that's when you receive the blessing of the one who gave you the purpose. That's what we're here for today, to honor him who has blessed us. And by blessing one another, we honor him. So bow your heads. Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, I just trust that you're going to do what only you can do through your people, because you just do that. And God, we seek to honor you. We thank you for the gift of your Son and the gift of restoring us to sonship. Father, I bless your people with greater revelation of who you are in them and the things that you desire to do with them. May it bring joy, exceedingly overflowing joy into their lives. Father, may we just be aware of you the rest of this holiday season like we have never been aware of you before. I just ask for peace, I ask for comfort, I ask for healing, health, and wholeness, spirit, soul, and body upon your people. And I thank you for it. I thank you for them in Jesus' name. Amen.